Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this pre-Halloween edition of the Everyman Show. My name is A.D. DeBosco on Facebook, and you can friend me on there if you'd like to. I haven't been on here in a while. Been busy with my ears to the ground, nose to the grindstone, paying attention to what's going around and what's, you know, coming and going. If that makes any sense. Does anything make any sense these days? The reason I wanted to do this show tonight is because I think it's important to understand the ancestral nature of corporations and the government, the federal government, state government, foreign governments, bankers, the Khazarian mafia, the IMF, the BIS, and of course, you know, you hear everyone talking about the Fed, Janet Yellen, and before that we had Bernanke, and before that we had Greenspan. So we had Greenspan for many years, and the green did span all over the globe. Then we had Bernanke, a knack for burning this country with quantitative easing, printing $3.5 trillion. Pardon me. I have congestion in my lungs, as so many other people do, from chemtrails and MDRs and diseases from people coming into this country that shouldn't be here. They're never vetted. Of course, the CDC lies about everything. But getting back to the show tonight, it's about why we are, where we are, how far we've come, how far we've gone. And we may not go any farther. We have the TPP, we have the FCC, and all the other alphabet agencies of the government that are literally squashing the middle class, destroying freedom as we know it. We're being melted into the UN UNESCO global melting pot. We are considered no better than the third world countries we've been propping up for 70 years after the Second World War, the takeover of the planet by the same Nazis, the same Nazi families. Now, you know, the reason I am so, well, I'm not bitter. I mean, we've lived great lives. However, I think about where we could have been as a people, where we could have been individually. Sovereignty is not something that people talk about anymore. We all have forgotten what our ancestors did and our grandfathers before them, and our fathers for that matter. We drew red lines in the sand and said, you will go this far and no farther. And, of course, you heard me talk about the TPP, and I think that it's important to understand that all of the Stasi, Wi-Fi, EMF, wireless surveillance grid we're living in is bought and paid for by the federal government, by the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, and today I read how the IRS has been tracking cell phone calls, text messages, their targets. We know about Lois Lerner will not face charges. We know what Eric Holder's been involved in for the last 30 years. And today, you know, they're saying that, listen, whatever you're putting on social media, if you're talking about the IRS, talking about the EPA, if you're talking about CDC, if you're talking about the FCC, if you're talking about the DEA, whatever, well, they know. They know. And something bears to mind, I've recently received 3 cutoff notices in 2 months from the big utility company, Delmarva Power, who was actually owned by Pepco, who I saw a poster in the lobby of the electric company saying, you know, a list of Pepco holdings, literally 100 plus on that list. It is daunting to know that not only are they delivering you power, but they're spending that money purchasing other corporations. But more than that, if you want to Google the Rockefeller Global Corporate Stronghold, their holdings, you'll find that just about every Fortune 500 company on Wall Street is owned by only a handful of people. Excuse me, a handful of people that, well, they're vampires. I mean, they suck every bloody nickel out of us, and we've had inflation over the last 80 years. Well, it's 100 years, 102 years since the Fed. 99 cents on the dollar, gone. A dollar in today's world is worth a penny in real money. You can look up these facts. You can listen to people like Harry Dent and Peter Schiff, whose father died in prison, in handcuffs, at 87 years old, after being in prison for, I think it was I believe it was 13 years for resisting the tax code, for bringing forth the fact that the 16th Amendment was never ratified. So you see accountants, attorneys, you see people fighting tooth and nail for every dime. When you learn that Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, when he was alive, other ridiculously monstrous, treasonous corporations pay no taxes, it should shock you to your core. It should make you want to revolt. It should make you say, you know what, hell no. Not another nickel. I have two nickels to rub together, and I will not give them to you. The big deal is Wall Street, the lie. Your bailout money, the theft of literally tens of trillions of dollars before and after 9/11. There is a video, a company called the Colbert Group, who puts out videos and explains, and it shows in detail the transactions 48 hours before 9/11 and 48 hours after 9/11, how they shorted stocks. John Paulson, Hank Paulson, Tony Blair, Prince Bandar, I've said on so many shows, go back and look, you'll see that I am... pretty much I use the word Nazi on a regular basis because that's where a lot of these people, the war is a racket, no doubt about it, but they've made their money after the Second World War. They have been given carte blanche, unrestricted access to funds. We know the CIA has unfettered funds. They've never been audited. The Fed has never been audited. The average guy goes to work every day. He's got three kids at home. He's working two jobs. The wife is working another job. The children have no parents. The divide and conquer. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the fascist America we live in now. Brzezinski wrote five books. Kissinger writes books. There's still, to this day, these 90-year-old men are still advising the White House on how to take control of the entire planetary system. Social engineering is the plague of mankind. Free market is what this country was designed to produce, and we protected it. However, that's not the case. Two steps forward, three steps back doesn't work. And I always kind of, you know, think about that Bruce Springsteen song, Born in the USA. You think about the people who have written on these issues, Stan Monteith, Joel Skousen, Steve Quayle. Of course, Alex Jones, for 21 years, has been screaming into a microphone at 41 years old, you know, he's still going at it. Even himself is perplexed. You know, they talk about the fact that he's really Bill Hicks. I don't care if his name is Jimmy Joe Johns. I don't care if he was related to Charles Manson. I couldn't care less if he was dropped on this planet out of a buzzard's butt. Their message is clear. People need to wake up. You don't have the luxury of being uneducated anymore. You don't have the luxury of ignoring these facts. You don't have the luxury of not understanding where we are. You just don't. You see videos of police putting themselves in harm's way with these little thug gangsters. You don't know if they have a 40 cal in their belt. I've seen stories of 14-year-olds in Southeast D.C. walking around with a MAC-10 in their hoodie and a 9mm in their pocket, the big baggy pants hanging down around their ass. You just don't know. And then Wayne Madsen drops a bombshell on us with something called drop guns. Unregistered, unidentifiable guns made from parts of many guns that, well, they say they were made in Arizona. Okay? In an airport in Arizona. I'm not going to mention it because I don't think I have the authority to do so at this point. Drop airplanes manufactured from the boneyards in Arizona for 9/11. That is another bombshell piece of information. So you pay attention to people like Richard David Steele, Stan Monteith, Robert Tosh Plumlee. You read the story about Barry Seal. You know, Barry Seal actually had George Bush Sr.'s personal telephone on his person when he was murdered. And, of course, his nickname is Poppy. What do you do with all the money? What is the point of controlling all of this at 90 years old? I really believed George Bush when he came out and said, "You're either with us or you're with the terrorists." And then you listen to Wayne, you know, you listen to people like Jim Mars and others, you know, that will tell you that, you know, Steve Pachenik will tell you that the Bushes have the IQ of a Bush. And that's my quote, basically. That's my analogy. You know, the leaves do not fall far from the tree. Where are we in this paradigm shift? You know, Russia is very much on the move, very much on the march, very much fed up with the games. You know, is the KGB and the CIA one? Is it, you know, it's understood that there are CIA in every branch of government, no matter what country they're from. That's what money does. Money corrupts. I have seen people come to Washington with nothing, buying the cheapest townhome they can find in Northwest D.C. 2 years later, they're living in a 6-bedroom, 4-bath home in Chevy Chase, which is also a part of D.C., and Bethesda. And they haven't been there 24, maybe 36 months. You have to ask yourself, is this fair play? Or is this fascism, as they pick and choose the winners and the losers, as they take us to task, each and every one? You know, you look at the incestual nature on Drudge of the CIA and Hollywood. Well, this didn't start yesterday. You list, if you've read 1984, they talk about the television screens everywhere telling people what to do with two-way cameras, and we find out that Samsung's been doing this for years, that Xboxes, all these toys, all these games, keeping an eye on people, paying attention to what they're doing, collecting megadata. You know, I could understand we as humans were going to live for 200, 300 years, and every year we get smarter and stronger and more powerful and become a threat. We're not the threat. No matter what Ted Turner says, Bill Gates, no matter what Planned Parenthood does, we're not the threat. Humanity's not the threat. You hear the UN telling us today to start smashing pumpkins. Pumpkins create carbon. These people are maniacal, insane, absolute maniac Nazis. The UNESCO, United Nations Education, Science, and Culture paradigm. The organization from hell, made up of every despicable, disgusting third world, women torturing, child murdering country on the planet. Now they have their sights set on the United States. And it brings me some serious woe to tell you that, well, Israel is not innocent. Israel's done things, well, let's just say when they said they weren't, they were. I grew up on Romper Room, Mickey Mouse Club, Mr. Green Jeans, Casper the Friendly Ghost, Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, The Rooster, you name it, you know, with Foghorn, Leghorn, The Rooster. I played baseball for years. My dad yelled at me every day and smacked me upside my head because all I wanted to do was play. And the more he tortured me, the more I played. That was my escape. I thank God to this day that, unlike my cousin, I never found hard drugs. I drank for a while, 20 years. I whined and moaned over the ladies that came and went. I owned real estate. I had a little bit of money. I bought all my dream cars. And nothing mattered, truthfully. After 2005, 2006, by the time 2007 came around, I said, uh-oh, I have not been paying attention. And I'll make an admission here. I never in my life voted for a presidency until last year. I never looked at anything regarding government, regarding political theater ever until 7 years ago. Now it consumes me 24/7. I hope to find myself a little nook and a cranny somewhere in front of a microphone on some lonely radio station somewhere so that I can continue to broadcast my opinion, my commentary. Because I think I have a grasp on things. I'm very concerned about the people that are going to be taking care of me over the next 10 years, the young folks, the millennials, the new nurses, the new doctors, the new teachers, the new mechanics, artificial intelligence, the nightmare of Google. You know, I smashed my phone the other day. I said, that's it, I'm done. And within hours, there I was running up the road to get another one with the last few bucks I had. Well, I know that I'm being surveilled. You're being surveilled. I've been visited. I've had drones over my house. I have a reputation around here for being a shock jock. Only because so many people are ignorant, blinded. That's what media does. Ted Cruz was fantastic the other night. And he said, no wonder the American people don't trust the media. They're looking at Black Lives Matters funded by George Soros to the tune of $200 million. We had to listen to 6 years of Al Sharpton blabbermouth, running his big fat mouth, weaponizing blacks. But I'll tell you something. I run into some of the nicest colored folks. Whatever. I don't know where they're from, where their family's from. Doesn't matter. And they always, with a smile, say, we don't have nothing to do with that. My son doesn't have anything to do with that. My grandson will not have anything to do with that. As a matter of fact, he's on the honor roll. I have met Hispanics everywhere. They're laughing. They've got big families. They're putting new siding on their little house. You know, they're working, hanging drywall. Some are working construction, road crew, you name it. They don't have time for any of this. And they've never been nasty. I ran into MS-13, the Latino Maniac Disciples, La Raza in Washington, around the Beltway. My home was robbed many times. Since I've been here, nothing's happened. But that's where I formed my opinion. And you have to ask yourself, why would the government give a family of three $7,000 a month to move into this country, sabotage our voting systems, and destroy us? It's all for corporate, conglomerate, fascist growth and welfare. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. The workforce is changing. See, George Bush said that they'll do the jobs that Americans won't. If that doesn't tell you what a Nazi fascist pig George Bush was, and by the way, did you know that George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Barack Obama are related by blood? All presidents are related by blood. We have never been free. We have never been sovereign. We have never been rid of the attacks on our political system since 1812. Well, just go on back to 1776. They never stopped coming. Now look at Europe. Look what they're doing. Are they going to bring it here? Possibly. But remember, when you look at all the big names in Wall Street and all the big corporate structures, the military-industrial complex, all these ridiculously unimaginable high-paid CEOs, and that includes Carly Fiorina, the wreckage, the fleecing, the ripoff, the monsters in the middle of the night planning your culling. Just keep in mind that you don't have the luxury of ignoring it any longer. And I want to thank you for listening to the Everyman Show. It's always my pleasure to bring you the best in commentary and opinion. Have a good night. Bye-bye.